reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
So sorry that you're stuck with me for 2 weeks in a row. This is not actually my turn to preach, but Deacon Steve had bad food poisoning this week. So the poor guy was in all the way up until yesterday. And I don't know where he got his food poisoning from, but I can guarantee you it did not come from my cooking, because I don't cook, so it's impossible. But the poor guy was really knocked out of it, got a little dehydrated. So yesterday he made the decision that I would preach in his place. But not having that much time, you're not going to get the entree size of a homily. You're going to get the appetizer size of a homily, which you're probably happy about anyway, a little briefer in the summer months. But I just want to base the homily on a very simple phrase out of today's second reading. And in it, when St. Paul says to us that all of us have been chosen to be holy. All of us. Every single one of us has been chosen to be holy. God desires that, in other words, that God desires that we be saints. That's God's desire. But now that can seem like something very daunting and impossible, and it may seem something that's really kind of far out of our reach. But there's a recent letter that Pope Francis wrote. In Latin, it's called Gaudete et Exultate. In English, it's Rejoice and Be Glad. And it's a letter that he wrote to all of us. And starting in September, you're going to hear a lot more about it. We just decided recently with our pastoral council to kind of make that the main theme of a lot of our preaching and work starting in September. But I'm going to give you a little, again, a little appetizer size, a little summary of it. And Pope Francis begins this by saying, all of us have been called to holiness. Whatever our past may be, whatever our character faults or defects, whatever it may be, all of us are called to holiness. But he said, I want to start off by saying, let's clarify something. Holiness does not mean perfection. Because I think many times he says we think of holiness as being these like perfect people. Well, if it were the case that to be a saint you had to be perfect, guess what? We'd have no saints in heaven, right? Every saint, if you look at their life, they had an imperfection, or many imperfections. I look at my life, I see many imperfections. But the idea is that we strive for this. And he takes a phrase from his predecessor, our Pope Emeritus, Benedict XVI, who says that holiness is basically love lived to the fullest. Charity or love lived to the fullest. So I thought this would be a good week for us to think about all of the different relationships in our lives. Our marital relationships, parental, neighbor, work relationships. Am I living each one of them to the full? Am I loving as much as I could or as I should in each one of those? And that's kind of the question for all of us that I would put to us today. But he also says something that I think is very important, and I know it kind of helped me to be a little bit more grounded in this whole idea of holiness. He said, holiness is not some mystical, magical, spiritual experience. He says it really comes in our ordinary lives. We don't try to detach the two from each other, but he says it's lived. Holiness is lived in our very ordinary lives. And I want to end my homily with just two stories. And the first one I shared with you a few weeks ago, that my dad, when he was visiting me here, 3 or 4 weeks ago, he had a really bad fall. He broke his rib, broke his hand, all these things. He's much, much better now. But he wound up living with me for an entire week. And in my life, I don't think I've ever been a caregiver like that before. I mean, it was one of those moments where it's like, you get up in the morning, you have all the normal things to do in your life, and then on top of it, you know, is he eating? Does he have food? Get him in the shower, get him out of the shower, get him dressed, do all these different things. And it was really, really hard to do. But that was very ordinary life for so many people, taking care of sick ones. And I thought, that's really where the rubber meets the road in holiness. It's not this, as I said, esoteric experience. It's living love to the fullest. And if that means changing diapers, it means giving medicine, it means whatever. I grew in such an appreciation that week for so many of you that are caregivers. And I know you've been caregivers for years and years, and a lot harder than I was doing it. And I was exhausted after a week, and it wasn't that bad. So I definitely grew in that appreciation, and I do want to salute all of you who are living very hidden, humble, true lives of holiness by taking care of your beloved sick members of your family. It's truly something that I believe is a magnificent way of living our Christian lives. And then the second one is, because Pope Francis also speaks about that, holiness is not about appearances. You know, sometimes I used to think when I was a little kid, you know, nuns with their habits on, they were like these really, really holy people and everything. And perhaps many of them were. But I want to tell you about a nun who kind of scandalized me one day. I was at one of my previous parishes, and I was preaching my homily, just kind of like I'm doing right now. It's about 15 years ago when we were just kind of, everyone was starting to have cell phones. Everyone had like their own particular ringtone. And in the middle of my homily, her cell phone goes off. I knew that it was her cell phone from the ringtone, because I've been working with her. What does Sister do? In that moment, she goes like this, looking around like, whose cell phone is that? Like with this scowl of, oh my gosh, how horrible. And I'm like stopping in my homily, thinking, oh, Sister, I am going to out you right now. But I paused and I waited, and I was being a little bit prudent, and she's fumbling for her phone. Now, no one else can see this, because like I can see all your faces. You can't see each other. But, and she's like fumbling for her phone, trying to turn it off while she's looking around, very judgmentally or whatever. And the best thing about it, do you know what she did? She actually turned it on speakerphone. So all of a sudden you hear, Sister! Sister! I was like, actually, you were there, Mary. You were there. You know that. And it was perfect. It was perfect, right? None of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. We all have our faults and our failings, but it's not about appearances. Not about appearing being holy, right? But in essence, boiling it back down, may all of us during this week really stop and think about my path to holiness. Am I living out my baptismal call? Am I trying to live love to the fullest? Because that's what we're all called to do. So I'm sorry it was a smaller homily. I'm sorry it was kind of half-baked. But I hope the message resides in our minds and our hearts throughout this week. Amen.